Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So the NFL owners meetings are wrapping up down in one of EB's favorite vacation spots in the lower 48. He loves him some Orlando, Florida. It's the happiest place on earth.
No.
Disney World is located.
Pretty miserable spot, actually.
That's where the NFL owners meetings are happening. And we have some interesting audio from Commanders majority owner Josh Harris, specifically talking about future stadium plans, including some of the upgrades are going to be happening at FedEx Field, because let's be honest, they're going to be in FedEx, well, the artist formerly known as FedEx Field.
Yep.
I don't even know what they're calling the stadium. Is it called Commander Stadium at this point?
I think
it's that is the temporary.
I'm sure, that'll
name
change, but
until they can find a fill-in corporate sponsor.
I just keep
calling
it FedEx. I'm so used to calling it that.
It's what we've called it for 25, 30 years.
Right.
So here's Josh Harris sitting down with reporters yesterday from Orlando.
Yeah, look, we've been focused on the stadium. Obviously, you saw the $86 million announcement of what we're doing with FedEx Field. But now we're also focused on our new home. And so in that regard, we're in pretty deep. We're doing site plans across three jurisdictions. We're in deep discussion with Maryland, but at the same time, we're continuing to pursue, the possibility of having a site at RFK. And, that process is a political process. So the first thing that has to happen is D.C. has to have the rights to the RFK land. And the House agreed to that in a bipartisan vote. But now we need the Senate to act and the President to sign that bill, and then we can really start to have discussions with D.C. And so that's what we've made some progress there, obviously, but we need to make more.
Mm. So he's keeping all his options open. I mean, it's smart. You don't want to come out and say, yeah, we're diehard to be back in D.C. at the RFK site.
Yeah.
He knows there's political hurdles there to get over. So he wants to keep all the jurisdictions in play.
There's a lot more than political hurdles. I mean, I think there's a space issue. There's a lot that goes into this.
Who has the rights to the RFK Stadium land? He said D.C. needs the rights to that. Who's got it right now?
I can't remember how that all works. Maybe the federal government or
something? Federal government has control of the land currently.
Yeah. So the city doesn't. Right. So
let's just assume that hurdle gets cleared.
Yeah.
They're halfway there, it sounds like. Right? They just need the bill to pass and then the president to sign off on it, or whatever he said.
But the issue there is the land, the space.
Right. I don't think that there's enough space to do the kind of thing that these guys want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that new stadium owners like to do. But maybe. I mean, obviously, we would all like it from a nostalgic standpoint. But
you know what it sounded like? It sounded like a warning shot from Harris to D.C.
Yeah.
Like, get your S together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Get your S together politically. Stop dragging your feet on this.
Right.
Because
do you want us or do you not want us? Like, I mean, he should also be, and I'm sure they are doing this behind the scenes, telling DC when they sit down at the table, like, you guys are in danger of losing the Wizards and the Caps.
Honestly, it sounds like the political red tape that we're having to jump through right now to get this done seems exhausting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's just the tone I had from it.
Let's get this rig rolling, okay?
Like, I don't think he's dead set on it. You know what I mean? Like, I think at the end of the day,
it was a nice warning by him to everyone in D.C.
He's a businessman. He's going to look for the best deal for him and the other shareholders in the team.
But he's also going to take into account the history of the team and try to do what's best. Like, I don't think he's going to do the Valdez bit and, like, move him down around the county to right. take a little bit of, Ravens country
away. I don't think he's going to move the team to Dumfries.
Yeah, yeah, there's like, no Virginia talk there.
Not yet.
It's Maryland and D.C.
Right.
I'm sure that's the focus.
Well, he said all three.
I know he said all three, but he didn't really talk about specifically about the state of Virginia. I guess it's still in play based on money.
Right.
And land.
Yeah.
But there's no jurisdiction wants us there, right? So ultimately, it's about kind of establishing really how we might have a dialogue, and that starts with us having kind of a view on what we would do, and sort of looking at an overall master plan, an overall site plan, and so that's where we are right now.
I suppose if you're an NFL owner or a major franchise sports owner, probably is one of the biggest perks, one of the big dreams is to build your own arena, build your
Absolutely.
Own stadium, right?
Like, yeah, it's your, part of your legacy.
Yeah, you don't want to inherit one and just kind of refurbish it.
Right. Like, right? This is a unbelievable, unreal opportunity.
I mean, he probably walks into FedEx and looks at it and goes, can you believe we're stuck here for the next five plus years until we get – our new place built? But I mean, he knew that going in. He knew that when he was bidding on the team, he knew that the stadium was a dump and that they would have to be there at least temporarily.
Do Commanders fans, the majority of Commander fans, want them to stay in Maryland, or do they want, I know they, the majority probably don't want them to move to Virginia.
No, I think if
but
everybody
do they want
push,
them to stay
to shove,
in D.C.?
In a perfect world, they love it to be back at the old site. RFK. It's just the nostalgia part of you. Right. It's like impossible to not
All
kind
I know
of
is
want
if,
that.
If it goes back to the RFK site, they've got to do something about the infrastructure around it and the access into
well,
that area.
Thing.
Well, yeah, they would have to.
I drive on the B-Dub Parkway.
You see it every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
And that little rickety underpass and exit off to RFK, it's just, it's a mess. And there's, like, it can barely handle rush hour during the week traffic.
And the roads are awful.
Let alone
roads are awful.
70,000 people
There's
going
always
there
construction.
For a Commanders game.
Yeah.
Like, that needs to be rectified with the
access needs to be rectified. It's going to need to be rectified anywhere.
Yeah.
Even if they stay in their current location, they're going to have to try to get that even
Absolutely.
Better.
Absolutely.
But also just the space there. Hell, the residents don't want it. It's just, there's a lot of complications in that. It's not as easy as just, let's just get approval and build there.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Speaking of that,
yes.
Did you ever go down to the Minnesota Avenue
no.
government
Have you addressed
building?
This situation at all?
You know what I've done with that?
You've done nothing.
Put that on the back burner?
I've kicked the can down the road.
So you decided to just not deal with it?
I've temporarily punted it because I just don't want to deal
you
with it.
Yeah, because it's going to take...
Right. I understand.
What I'm going to do is...
What is your plan?
Here's my plan. I will put a note in my phone on a date... TBD at this point.
It's like what you did with your colonoscopy.
To deal with said issue. I don't know what that date is.
You just don't want to deal with it now.
I'm thinking it's going to be sometime in early to mid-April. I'm probably looking at.
You know what I would try to do? Now, in this instance, I don't think it would work because it so directly implicates you.
Yes.
I'd try to pawn it off on my wife and see if she could do it for me.
I mean,
but it's your.
Do you
game.
Trust
it's
that she could take care of it?
My wife?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, she could do it if I asked her to, but she's teaching.
Like, she's busy all day.
Like, yeah, push comes to shove. He needs his ID.
I don't think you've had your identity stolen.
You can't have someone else do it.
Call in your stead.
No, you're right. They got to talk to you.
Like a proxy.
Right. That's why they could.
My identity is already up for grabs. The last thing they need is another person in the mix.
No, it's something you're going to. I just am stunned that, like, an email or phone call can't get the ball rolling. This whole idea that you have... So, in other words, if somebody in Texas has their ID stolen, they have to drive to Minnesota Avenue and walk in?
I don't know what...
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what the final outcome is going to be, how I'm going to handle it, but I think I'm just going to either call them and just dedicate 2 or 3 hours of being in cyber hell with them. Like going round and round until I talk to a real human.
How about somebody that listens to this show? There has to be somebody that listens to this show that works at that building that could give you the friends and family number.
I'm not sure. Maybe there
What's the name of the agency?
It's the Department of Employment Services, I believe.
Got to be somebody that works there or know somebody that works there that can give you
a human number. I would love nothing better than to have an insider
right
hook me up and take care of me and just make this problem disappear and go away.
Right.
But so far, that hasn't happened.
Basically, people have said to go to that building, you're going to need a police escort.
Pretty much, yes.
And they've scared you. Yeah. They've scared you.
I've been scared off by multiple people.
Yeah.
Who are in the know. More than two. Like a handful of people have been like,
you don't want to go there.
You can't go there in person. What are you?
I knew once we got those calls of people telling you don't go down. I knew you weren't going down there.
Yeah.
But I probably would have gone just Ubered and just, hustle in.
Still a pain in the butt.
I just don't want to deal with it. I just would rather not deal with it.
He would rather sit at home on hold for 2 hours.
Now, if they
were
currently siphoning cash off you daily.
They very well could be. Yeah. They could be. Filing for unemployment claims in my name. I'm sure they're doing it as I speak. This is the cross I bear.
Yes.
This is my lot in life.
All right. Well, and again, somebody throw cakes a bone. Somebody's got to work at the agency. Somebody's got to know somebody. Somebody's got to have friends and family number. I know blank.
A whole lot of nothing on the line.
They can hit you up on Twitter, Money Metal Cakes.
Yes, please.
Send you a DM.
Please help me.
I mean, somebody's friggin' basically stolen his ID.
Yep.
And this has been going on for how many years now?
Oh, multiple years. Ugh. I mean, I have to get sent a federal tax ID number like every year before I do my taxes to give to my tax guy so that I can just even do my taxes.
Right.
Because this identity has been compromised. Fully and thoroughly compromised.
Well, hopefully you can rectify that in the next few weeks, but I'm guessing it's going to take a while.
Yeah. I'm not sure how we got here from talking about RFK Stadium.
Well, because we're talking about that area.
Because it's near RFK.
Yeah.
I really don't understand, outside of nostalgia, what is so great about the RFK site. I honestly don't understand.
It's just nostalgia.
That's exactly what it is.
That's a terrible idea for a reason to put a stadium there.
Well, Josh Harris might think that, too.
I mean, Michael Marr does not fall into this group, but I would think most people under the age of 40 don't really care about the RFK Stadium.
I can tell
memories. You
they don't. Like my kids are Commanders fans, and I can tell you with certainty they don't care one iota about RFK because it doesn't mean anything.
I can
them.
Also tell you there's no tie-in. As someone who lived through that era, and you know I have great memories of that. I actually don't care where they put the stadium. It means nothing to me. Just put it wherever.
Well, you don't go to games anyway.
Yeah, but you may go to a couple.
You still want it to be the best experience.
I just want to build a great stadium. You know, I trust they're going to build a great stadium and a great experience. But, wherever it's going to be a pain in the ass to get to. And just don't put it in my backyard.
I'll just say this.
Don't put it in Kensington.
Wouldn't you think the Oxon Hill site, National Harbor, the
I think
farm
it's a
over there,
that would be a good
that
site.
That is the best location that would make it. It's centrally located. It's still in Maryland. You got all the entertainment already there. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get to. It's way better. I mean, besides the Metro, they got the Metro thing that Metro doesn't go there. Besides that, it's the best location by far. RFK is a nightmare. It's so tiny. You're going to have a rinky-dink stadium with nothing fun to do in a neighborhood?
I don't think I actually don't think they're going to be able to pull it off. I honestly don't.
No, the land restrictions are definitely an issue, 100%.
And it's not that accessible by Metro either.
I mean, they would have to expand all of that.
They do have a Metro stop there.
Yeah, but you'd have to expand all that.
It's not a great stop. And it's further away. You got to still walk a bunch to get there.
It's the same exact thing as going to
You're preaching
Landover.
To the choir. I avoid Metro like the plague. I don't do anything to avoid the Metro.
I know, but thousands of people don't. They would. I understand. That's what they rely on.
Yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see where they end up.
It's just what you think you're talking about, like what quarterback they're going to pick is exhausting. Going through these stadium machinations for all of these teams all the time is exhausting.
Correct.
Because especially when it's years away from happening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're liable to be fired or dead.
Could be both.
By the time it happens.
I guarantee you it's going to be one or the other.
Right.
Guarantee
well,
you.
Hopefully fired.
We won't be we will not be in this room talking about where the new stadium is when it's finally constructed.
It seems like it's
no
far
chance,
away.
Zero chance.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-mm. Real quick, let's go to Matt. Matt, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I want to explain why RFK is actually a good site in general. You're right about the nostalgia, but it's also a really good transportation hub. It's got three metro lines that run through there. It's got about a half a dozen metro bus bays for different metro bus lines, as well as being off of East Capitol Street. Now, it's not ideal, but that is part of what makes it a solid spot, period.
All right, but...
But what about the actual land? Is there enough space to put a big-ass stadium down
and all of the businesses and everything that you want
and all the bars and
it.
Restaurants?
Yeah.
That's slightly different, and actually that is what would put more stress onto the transportation network in terms of cars, but it does have, you know, multiple acres. So the question is, what could they develop on the site? And the answer is not as much as they
not
could
as
on
much.
Virginia or Delaware, right. Virginia or Maryland site.
Right.
But it's you know, Harris is a businessman, so he's...
Yeah, my key point was that it's not just nostalgia. It's actually got transportation infrastructure already there.
Okay, but I think for most fans, the reason why we would want it is not because there's three metro, like, and all those sort of like lawyerly things that you're bringing up, right? From a fan's perspective, it's nostalgia. From your perspective, you seem to be very in tune with it. It's all the three metro lines all... But I don't think fans really care that much about that.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But the people who plan for land use do. And so that's part of my point, right?
Okay.
So
okay.
The people for the stadium, you know, the people on the side of the Commanders are going to look at it and go, how do I get people here to spend their money on the game or on an entertainment venue or whatever they're going to build there? Mm-hmm. That's what they're looking at. The nostalgia is secondary, but that's what the reason RFK is a decent site for them to look at, because of the transportation network.
Look, if I was being honest, I think that Harris is a fan, right? And so he would love, in a perfect world, for it to be there. But this, a lot of this RFK stuff is just pandering. They're just pandering to the fan base. They're going to ultimately go where they get the best deal.
Yeah,
right?
They're just negotiating.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Where he's a businessman, so he's going to take the best deal.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Don't forget, later in the show, we will be joined by Chick Hernandez. That's coming up at 9:25. He will be in Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels Pro Day. That's coming up at 9:25 here on the Junks.
All right, Cakes. The weather this time of year can be as unpredictable as ever, so be ready, no matter the temperature, with a $99 heating and cooling check from the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. That's right. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling systems and assure peace of mind today, no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of your Washington Nationals.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.